what you've seen so far in your first 60 days?
Well, I mean, coming to the LPGA was a pretty simple one for me. Pretty early in my age, I decided to surround myself with people that were passionate about what they do. And I've been doing that really my whole life. And the amount of people that are passionate about the LPGA, that list just goes on and on and on. And if you don't believe me, come out to this event in March and see and feel what passion's really all about. Second reason is I met, you know, a lot of players, not only through the interview process, but kind of through the decision process. And I've never met a group of professional athletes more more interested and willing to do whatever it takes to reach out to their fans. And again, I would just tell you, if you've not been to an LPGA event, it will only take you one to become a lifelong fan like it did me. And lastly, I think I've been around golf my whole life. You know, I was that kid cutting greens at 5:30 in the morning so we could play free golf in the afternoon. And I worked at TaylorMade Golf down the road here for quite a few years, maybe stopped that about 10 years ago. And it's always been in my blood, and I think I view this, as quite frankly, as a chance for me to kind of pay it forward a little bit and give a little back. And it's a special brand. It's a special group of athletes. And like I said, if you haven't experienced it, or you haven't, as they used to say at Ford, if you haven't driven a Ford lately, if you haven't seen an LPGA event lately, trust me when I say you haven't seen an LPGA event, and we really invite you to come out here and feel it firsthand. You'll be amazed how much you feel part of the action, not just watching the action.
Mike, tell us a little bit about your background in golf, not on the course, because we don't want to embarrass you, but off the course, because obviously you've spent a lot of time in this area from the golf business perspective.
Yeah, I got out of school and went to work at Procter & Gamble, and pretty early in my career realized that I didn't really want to spend every night going to bed dreaming about tartar control and gum health. So I had an opportunity to get in the golf business and did. That's what brought me out west. And like I said, worked at TaylorMade and left as the general manager of the North American business for TaylorMade Adidas Golf. And in that opportunity, had a chance to not only play some of the greatest courses in the world, which is still drives my dad nuts when we start talking about that, but I had a chance to meet some of the greatest golfers in the world, including a lot of them that are still on the LPGA tour today, players that were TaylorMade players, players that I met through the process of signing players. And it's a special community. And those of you that are covering this event that are kind of from the golf side of the media, you know what I mean. It's a special little unique group that really understands that golf's so much more than a sport, so much more than a game. It's so much more about life lessons and a way of life. And so it's been a guiding force for me my whole life. My parents are retired and live in Scottsdale. And like most retired Scottsdale people, their largest decision every day is, do we play in the morning or do we play in the afternoon? But they play every day. So that's really my retreat. When things get too much, I head to Scottsdale and play 36, you know, with my mom and dad. And that's really my getting away from it all.
Mina, let's talk.
You were looking for help, extra help. He's still got the media in his blood. But hey, I mean, back to his original question. Here's what I tell you first and foremost that any San Diegan or local media writer needs to know, which is this is our first full field event of 2010. So if you really wanted to see the LPGA, I mean the whole LPGA, on display, it's a unique opportunity for folks in this area, because this is going to be every name that you know of, and a few that you probably don't but will, are going to really be on display. The second is we follow that up with the first major of the year. So no players take a tournament off before the first major, and no players take the first full field event off. So before you call us and say, is so-and-so going to be there, you can do your own homework and say the answer to that is yes. It's really going to be a spectacular display. And I think, you know, being a San Diegan, I'm excited that this area gets to really be the first to really get the full menu of the LPGA. And those players are going to be in go mode. They're going to be in go mode for the tournament. They're going to be in go mode thinking about what's right around the corner. So like I said, I think I'm not saying this from a PR perspective. I'm saying this as a fan perspective. It's a special event. And I hope we get the word out. I hope you can work with us to get the word out, because it really is a neat opportunity for fans of any age.
Tiffany and Mina.
You know, on our tour, if you try to pick right now who's gonna win in the first six tournaments, I'm not sure anybody in this room will bat as well if you pick another tour or another sport for that matter, and you start talking about who's the natural winners. Our winners really come from different places every week. There's a different story that comes to the top every week, and they can come from all around the world. So surprises is one. I think interaction is two. I'm completely surprised and overwhelmed at how interactive our players are with their fans. You saw a little bit on the video, but I've seen it firsthand in my first couple of events in terms of how open they are to the fans, how interactive the experience is. And I guess I didn't fully appreciate just how great that was. And then the